1954, Brown versus Board of Education Supreme Court decision. Absolutely huge in constitutional history in the United States. Brown versus Board is actually a series of five cases brought before the Supreme Court to deal with segregation in public schools. Brown refers to Linda Brown in Board of Education as Topeka, Kansas, but that's just one of the five cases. And so what these were is these were five cases that were brought together, and they challenged the Supreme Court decision of Plessy versus Ferguson. The idea that the 14th Amendment rights of equality, of equal protection, of life, liberty, and property were being denied by the fact that white school districts, which were represented by the states, were able to bar black children from attending superior white schools. What in fact happened is the black children were relegated to inferior black schools. By not allowing them equal access or equal protection, they were in essence violating the students' 14th Amendment rights. The court ruled 9-0 in a unanimous decision to overturn Plessy versus Ferguson, which this then became a landmark decision. It shook. It shook the entire political and constitutional landscape, not to mention the cultural and social landscapes of the South. And so what it did is it provided a platform for the civil rights movement to be launched. You needed the law to be recognized. You needed first, before anything could happen, for black people to have a legal underpinning in which to fight their battles, their nonviolent battles in the South that would repeal segregation laws down in the South. So this 9-0 unanimous decision, which overturned Plessy versus Ferguson and served as a landmark decision, which shaped the landscape for the entire civil rights movement, was one of the single most important Supreme Court decisions in United States history.